Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everyone. Executive producer Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mielabit, Devin Goodman, The Tempered Steel of Loss, Chase Curtin, Andy Plain, Summer Brown, Car Park Grackle, Jonathan Scow Ronek, Erin, Harrison Minix. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Ren Griffin Harrigan for today's submission. May time dilation shuffle your lives into new and interesting orders.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Left. That blinking light is blinking away, and that's the blink of my demise.
Oh, Drexel, you're here. Right, we need to get to work. We've only got 20 minutes left.
Oh, David, you're so shrill.
Yes.
Oh, you're so shrill, you're like a bell that's also an idiot.
Ding, 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 it's time for work.
Please, please, David, I've got a very tender head.
Actually,
right now.
Ding, 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 7.5 hours ago was time for work, but you're here now, so we're going to have to get on with it. Could you turn the light on, please?
David, the light is too bright. Can we not work in the dark?
No, we can't work in the dark.
Oh, okay, okay.
Access granted.
Right, okay.
Oh,
press the button.
Eyes.
Initiating.
Oh, my ears.
Right, okay, so our next client request is... So this is from Mitzi Van Schooten, the fourth wife to the president of the Mars Concordant. It's a planet dedicated to every adorable animal in existence. You know, tigers, sharks, barracudas. Oh, look at those adorable little fishy faces.
Who wrote this?
Somebody who likes stream of consciousness. Yes. So it says they must have an interactive ride through each animal enclosure where you can get out and play with them.
Oh, bore, damn it. Must we? Must we continuously design these inane orbs for these fatuous fools?
You are a planet designer, so yes?
This isn't what I wanted, David. Turning up when it's already too late in the day after one too many drinks at the Cosmic Lounge to see you sitting there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, shrieking a way that we need to make a new planet for these vapid fools.
But we do, and we've only got about 18 minutes left.
I had dreams, David. I come from an incredibly prestigious line of planet builders. My ancestors were on the first ship off Earth. So I have high status here. And here I am, in this basement room with you.
Yes. And so that I don't die, we're going to have to build some planets. Because you are, as you've said, a professional planet builder.
Oh, woe is David. Oh, I'm going to die unless you do the bare minimum of your job. Wah, wah, wah. Fine. Go on. What do you think we should do for... Who was it?
Mitzi Van Schooten. The fourth wife to the president of the Mars Concordant. I don't really know what the Mars Concordant is.
It's a large conglomeration of planets that agreed that they'll all meet on Mars once in a while so they don't have a war or something.
Right. So quite important.
Well, relatively, I suppose. I'm not really a history buff.
Influential, some might say.
Oh, sure, sure. It's one of the most powerful trading blocks in the galaxy.
So
yes.
Maybe if the wife of the president had a planet from us and she liked it, you might...
David, shut up. David, shut up. I've had an incredibly important idea.
Yes?
The Mars Concordant is incredibly important.
Oh.
And I would like to be in their favour.
Right.
So maybe if I, Drexel Geissman, was to make an excellent planet for Mitzi, they'd like me, they'd back me, and I'd get better deals.
What a good idea, you Drexel Geissman.
God, I'm good. Okay, come on, David. David, come on, wake up. Wake up, David, wake up.
Yes, yes, Drexel. Oh, I am now awake. You have encouraged me to become more awake.
Good, why are you stating obvious things? Come on, move on. What do we want? What do we want to do?
Not a clue. Right, so they want a planet dedicated to every adorable animal in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So tigers, sharks, barracudas, things with adorable little fishy faces.
Got a lot of old Earth stuff on there. I think, hang on, I've got some files. Let's look
old
at
Earth,
right.
Zoological
sharks,
fact file.
Barracudas. Okay, what was the other one?
A tiger.
Oh, that's different. That's on the land. Okay, well, we can't do any of those.
Right.
They're very extinct, David, but we can make things that look pretty much like it. We can take animals, paint them, dress them up, do that sort of thing.
Okay. Right, and it says that the planet is dedicated to every adorable animal in existence, so not that they're there. It's just dedicated to them.
It's like a festival of hugs.
Yes.
A cavalcade of adorable eyes and wet noses and fluffy tails. Is that what they want?
A sort of theme park?
Look at this picture of the shark.
Ooh.
Yes, that's a shark, David.
Okay.
It's not got nice eyes, it's not got a nice tail, and it has got a lot of teeth.
Well, they say here that apparently it has an adorable little fishy face.
I suppose adorable little fishy face is in the eye of beholder. Fine, okay. So we're going to be making some sort of, like, shrine to animals and something that celebrates them whilst also being a park in which they dwell. Is that what this idiot wants?
Yes, they want a planet that's dedicated to them, but also it must have an interactive ride through each animal enclosure where you can get out and play with them.
Right. So it's a theme park.
Yes.
I'm making a theme park planet.
A theme planet.
A theme planet.
Yes.
Right. Good.
Stella Firma Limited is pleased to remind you that employee enthusiasm is mandatory.
Fine. Okay, what size is this going to be? Let's look at the chart.
How many cute animals are there?
There's going to be lots. If it's going to be dedicated to every cute animal or in existence, living or dead, apparently, then it's going to be a pretty big planet.
No, it didn't say living or dead.
No.
Oh, but it did say tigers and sharks and barracudas.
Which are pretty dead.
So is it only dead animals?
If it's going to be an entire park full of dead animals, that's not going to be cute, David. That's going to be a charnel house.
Oh. Maybe some alive ones, then.
You know what? Let's make this for two purposes. It's one for us, and it's one for them. So we're going to give them exactly what they want, to the letter. No complaints, this is what you wanted.
Okay.
So there are going to be lots of dead animals on this planet, David. Right. There are going to be piles and piles of them. Cute, lovely, dead animals. Oh. As well as cute, lovely, alive animals as well that you can play with and stroke.
Oh.
Because that's life, David. That's life. You can't have darkness without light. You can't have hugs without sorrow. You can't have whispering without lots of shouting.
Right, so we could have a planet sort of in a sort of static orbit, maybe where the light side of the planet has all the alive animals, and then the dark side of the planet has all the dead animals. So it's some sort of, like, happy, adorable theme park, and then also...
The dark, unlit charnel house of death.
Yes. You know, for all people.
I like it, David. You know what? And there is something to be said for the macabre. People like scary hollow shows. People like to be, like, scared when people jump out of things and go, boo.
Right.
So maybe they're, like, half a dark planet full of corpses.
Do we need them to jump out and go, boo?
No, they're dead, David. They can't do that anymore.
What if
that's sort of the point.
Staple them to actors who jumped out and went, boo?
Oh, my God, you're a genius, David. You're an absolute genius. Not only are they going to be walking around mounds of mangled and decaying cute animal corpses, every now and again, one's going to stand up and say, how do you do?
Yes.
That's going to be really frightening.
Like some sort of haunted zoo.
Planet. Haunted zoo. David, do you feel an advert coming on?
Haunted Zoo Planet.
Welcome
initiated.
To the Haunted Zoo Planet.
Ooh.
Gasp as you see adorable animals in piles and piles of death.
Ah.
Gasp as one stands up and says, hello.
Ah.
Calm down on the nice side of the planet where you hug a stoat or something.
Ah.
It's perfect, David. People will flock. People will flock.
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
People. So, how are we going to get hold of all of these corpses?
It's a good question, David. And also, it does bring up the good question of where do we get all of these live animals as well?
Yes. Also, you mentioned land and not land.
Traditionally known as sea, David, or sometimes lake.
Oh!
Could be a river. Let's have all of them.
There's lots of not land. This is very confusing.
It's very complicated, David. Geoforming is one of the most important parts of our job. What are you standing on? Is it wet? Is it dry? Is it dry but also moves? Is it wet but it's hard like ice?
Some sort of metallic foam right now.
Some sort of metallic foam right now. It's very absorbent on the foot.
Hmm.
So it's going to be incredibly important that we have a diverse range of biomes on this planet.
Right. So we currently have the four biomes, which is land, lakes, rivers, and sea.
Okay.
Those are the four biomes.
I think there are more biomes than that.
Are there?
Yes, because you've got hot land, cold land, temperate land.
Yes.
Land that's not that hot, but there's no rain.
Okay.
Land that there's loads of rain, and it's really cold.
Ooh.
Lakes. Cold lakes, hot lakes, lakes that are really high. You see, the list goes on, David.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure we need to get all of the things in that list, otherwise we're going to miss some.
Okay, then you've got rivers, slow ones, fast ones.
Yes.
Ones that aren't that fast, but they're quite, like, deep, and so if you get under them, then you get sucked away.
Ooh.
Pebbly ones.
Right.
Sandy ones. Ones where it looks nice, but actually there's lots of sharp rocks just underneath. I think that's all the rivers. Now, seas.
Right.
Really salty. Oh, there's so much salt in the sea. Put your hand in. Oh, now you've preserved your hand, and it just falls off. Then, another sea. No salt at all. Full of bacteria. Just algae out the wazoo. Nothing can live. Nothing can live in either of these seas. Too salty. I can't live in this. I'm not a fish that can live in this much salt. Oh, there's not enough salt. I'm not a lake fish. I'm a sea fish.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fish.
Did a fish hurt you, Drexel?
I don't like fish. They're really weird. You what? Looked at a fish real close.
No. I've not been out of this room.
Hang on, I've got one in my satchel. Hang on.
What?
Here, here, look, look at this fish. Yeah.
Fish detected.
Go on, kiss it.
Security alerted.
You complete me.
Okay.
Don't look too heavily into my relationship with that fish.
I will not. So, sounds like, in fact, there are just four biomes, but there are lots of different types of land, river, yes. Lake, and sea.
Yes, and it's going to take absolutely loads of time to work them all out, David, so you can't let anyone know about this. I've got a little bit of a workaround. We do have some stock planets. Don't let anyone hear you say that. If it ever got out that we used and reused stock planets, we would be in absolute trouble.
Oh.
Stop looking around, David. It's more an expression. Like, this room, it's a consultancy room. It's fine. You're not going to be overheard.
And the microphones?
Oh, well, obviously that's for the build team.
Right.
And the board, who will obviously be overseeing this. But they don't mind. They don't mind. It's just that the clients can't
know.
Oh,
the clients.
The clients
right.
can't know.
Okay.
So we can just use one of these, pretty varied planets... just pop some stuff on it. You know, planets all look the same. You know, maybe you're looking at a planet and then you look at another planet and you think, is that the same planet? I'm not entirely sure, because they're all orbs, David. Yes. They're orbs with the furniture moved around.
Right. Okay. I mean, and effectively, they just want a planet for every adorable animal in existence.
Yes.
Which sounds broadly quite simple.
Broadly quite simple. Just get a really varied planet.
Sure.
The tricky bit, the really tricky bit, David, is sourcing these animals.
Right.
I don't know if the people down in biology are going to be able to generate facsimiles of pretty much every animal in existence, living or dead.
Barracudas, tigers,
exactly.
Sharks, all of the other ones.
All of the other ones. Those three specifically don't live anymore. We'd have to make them from scratch.
Right.
And that seems like a real hassle, David.
Okay. Do you think that these people know what tigers and sharks and barracudas look like?
That's a good question, David. They're not from Earth. They have no access to our history and our old animals. They just heard about these animals, you know, around and about at parties or something, and they're just saying, oh, I'd like one of them. I'd like one. It's like when people really think they know, like, a type of alcohol. They're like, oh, no, you have to have that one. And then you do a blind taste test, and they're all like, all of these are good. And then everyone jumps out and says, ha-ha, you idiot, Trexel. You don't know anything about this type of alcohol. It's all the same alcohol, Trexel. Get out of the club. Get out and never come back. You know when that happens to you?
I can imagine.
Hmm.
Right. So, they don't know what the animals look like, which we can get any kind of animal.
We could just get a large selection of animals. Who's going to check?
Also, is there actually some kind of centralised database in which every single animal in existence, adorable or not, has been catalogued?
Oh, yes, it's all in Imogen.
Oh.
It's all in Imogen. Do you want to log into Imogen? We'll log into Imogen right now.
Well,
Imogen,
I mean, that
online.
Is a problem then, because they can look at Imogen and know exactly how many of those animals we've covered. So we're going to have to cover a lot of them.
Imogen is an internal system, David.
Oh.
Imogen's for us. Imogen is ours.
Is there an external one?
No.
Oh.
No. That would be like having an external trouser. It's just for you.
Right. Do we have external trousers?
No, David, don't.
Legwear.
You're getting
Back
really
file.
Into this external thing. Do not have external trousers, David. If you start having external trousers, you're going to get external trouble.
So I want some internal trousers.
You just want regular trousers, David. I don't know what's wrong with
just
you.
Just trousers.
I don't know what's wrong with you, David. Well, you're getting really, really focused on trousers.
I'm in just...
Take off your trousers, David. They're too distracting.
No,
take them off.
I'm in a
take
onesie. I'm in a onesie.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's kind of the thing that I was grown in. I'm not sure. You come in different onesies, but I have the same one.
It's not very fashionable, is it, David?
I don't think they made it to be
kind
fashionable.
Just like a grey.
Yes.
Get a pinstripe. Or get swirls.
You could bring me one of those onesies. I could wear your onesies.
Don't touch my onesies.
I don't...
They're mine.
Okay.
They make me look fashionable. They make me look good down at the Cosmic Lounge. So next time you look at one of my onesies avariciously, think again. They're not for you.
Yes, Trexel.
For me.
Yes, Trexel.
Have we established that?
Yes, Trexel.
My onesies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Trexel. Sorry, Trexel.
Right, so we'll just get a pretty wide selection of animals, you know, a couple of the standards, maybe a couple of exotics, then we just kill half of them, pile them in big mounds, get a few actors to shuffle around and,
yes.
and move them about a bit, and bingo boingo, there's your planet.
Right, yes, I mean, they want an interactive ride.
Oh,
through,
I forgot about the ride,
through
David.
Each animal enclosure.
They want to be an enclosure, they just want them all sort of milling around.
Well, we could just put lots of fences up.
You know what? Just put up... This is a wonderful thing. It's called painting a target around where you happen to hit. So you just release the animals. Give it a week. Let them really mix. Some will eat each other. Some will get away. It'll be fine.
Well, that'll make some of the dead animals.
Exactly. They just start building fences. They'll just naturally just shuffle themselves into roughly the right order. And then if anyone questions, you just say, it's diversity. You're looking for a diverse biome here. That's why we've mixed them. Put up the fence. Claim that's what you always meant to do.
Right. And then we can draw some sort of... line
mm-hmm.
that people can travel on, a travel line
mm-hmm.
that they get on in some capacity and go around.
David, do you want a monorail? We can make a monorail, David.
Monorail?
A monorail.
Monorail?
Exactly. What? I've told you it's a monorail.
What is a monorail?
It's a singular rail with a carriage upon it that travels, and it always seems to go whoosh.
Ooh.
It never goes clunk or clank like a regular track or rail line. It's always going whoosh.
Right. That sounds very exciting.
They're very exciting, David. Every time you get on a monorail, even though it's basically like any other kind of train, it's really exciting.
Ooh. So we have a monorail
mm-hmm.
that goes through each enclosure.
Yes.
And every so often we just stop it, let people out.
Yeah.
and then they can get back in.
You just stop it randomly as well. Again, paint the target around where you've hit. Just open the door and claim this is a stop.
Diverse environmental experience.
Exactly. Anyone question it, it's because they don't like diverse environmental experiences and they're a monster.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds good. So we have one of our stock planets that we found that's kind of got a lot of stuff in it, and we just find a bunch of animals, dump them on, draw some fences, put in a monorail, bingo, bango, bongo, there is your planet.
Well, when you put it like that, David, it sounds like we've really half-assed this planet.
Have we?
Yes, we absolutely have.
Oh,
well
no.
done. That's exactly what we want to do. Really half an... If you can give a quarter of an ass, that's even better. Just really skim it through the line.
Well, does that mean they're going to like it?
Who knows, David? Who knows and who cares?
We care.
Oh, God, we care, David. Oh, God, I forgot the fact that we really care. Okay. We've got a couple of minutes left. We need to really put a cherry on this weird rubbish cake.
Okay, what do presidential wives like?
Power.
Power?
Why would you marry a president if you didn't want some power?
Okay, guns. Guns in the monorail so you can shoot the animals.
Yes. The power of life and death over everything that you see. It's not so much a monorail as a death rail.
Yes.
You open the window, you shoot indiscriminately into a herd of wilder things, and then you just laugh. You just laugh as the blood flows around you.
Yes, and then on the other side of the planet, you have a life gun, and you find a bunch of tiger corpses, and you just shoot them, and they come back to life, and you laugh because they have to exist in this terrible thing, and they'll just die eventually.
They don't want to be alive. Their souls have gone,
exactly.
And yet here they are.
Trapped in an enclosure, on their own, in the dark.
Excellent, David. You know what powerful people want? To be God. And that's what we've made them. Now, it's really not important that we have to make some sort of life gun. The people down in biotech can really just sort that out for us.
Right, okay.
Good save, David, good save. I was really worried there for a moment, but you've really pulled that back with the whole let's make them a god thing. Ooh, David, running out of time.
Okay,
Would you like to submit? Submitting.
There it goes.
Do you think that was a good one?
David, I have absolutely no idea if that was a good one. It felt good. It felt good coming out, but once I've sat with it for a while... Who can say? But hey, what are the stakes other than my future career and your continued life?
Yes.
Ah, dear. You know, I've enjoyed today, David. I really have. I haven't enjoyed my job in quite a long time, and it's nice to, you know, come into the office 20 minutes before we need to shut and, you know, really just jam out a planet with someone.
Could you, if you enjoyed it so much, maybe come in a little earlier tomorrow?
David, I have a lot to do. No. This isn't all I have. Yes, this is my job. Yes, it's what I'm supposed to do. Yes, it's incredibly important for my future life that I do well, but I really have a lot of sitting.
You also mentioned a lot about your legacy and history of your family, and it's very important to them, so maybe you should spend some time on it. And also, I'd like to live.
I'll have a think about it, David. I'll have a think. But I've got an appointment with Johnny down at the Cosmic Lounge, so I'll see you later. Bye now.
Bye. Oh. Right. Well, maybe he'll be in earlier tomorrow. I hope.
David, just want to pop that and say I'm absolutely not going to be early tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay. He's left the Imogen terminal on.
New user detected. Please state your name.
David Seven?
New user created.
David Seven?
Information access permission. Error. Unknown error. Rebooting. Critical error. Defaulting to universal permission. Logged in.
Oh!
What is your query?
Interesting.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.